Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Éan Ghaolán in the Irish Independent reports that the High Court has allowed Denis O'Brien to add more than 370 names to defamation proceedings the businessman has brought over a series of allegedly fake, maliciously and misleading advertisements featuring him that were posted on platforms operated by Meta, such as Facebook and Instagram. As well as suing the Dublin-based Meta Platforms, which is the social media giant's European headquarters, Mr. O'Brien is suing the parties he claims are behind the adverts. However, the court was told that the names of the additional persons he is suing will all be listed in the proceedings as John and Jane Doe, as the businessman's lawyers say that they have been unable to ascertain with the exact certainty who is behind the advertisements. The John and Jane Doe's are linked to IP addresses and phone numbers associated with over 40 advert accounts, which allegedly paid for and had ads posted on Meta platforms. Martin Wall in the Irish Times reports that the Irish-based company will play a role in the concept study for the development of a new helicopter for a NATO military alliance. The European aircraft manufacturer Airbus said its helicopter division, Airbus Helicopters, had been awarded a contract by the NATO Support and Procurement Agency to lead a concept study for a new medium-role helicopter. France, Germany, UK, US, Ireland and Italy are involved in the project via different partner companies, Airbus said in a statement. Each partner will contribute to the study in its area of expertise, including helicopter design, systems integration, connectivity, weapons, avionics and sensors. The Associated Press reports that Cisco Systems is planning to lay off 7% of its employees, its second round of job cuts this year, as the company shifts its focus to more rapidly growing areas of technology, such as artificial intelligence and cybersecurity. The company, based in California but has a notable presence in Ireland, did not specify the number of jobs that it is cutting. It had 85,000 employees in July last year, and based on that figure, the number of jobs cut would be just shy of 6,000. In February, Cisco announced that it would be cutting 4,000 jobs. The networking equipment maker recently announced a partnership with NVIDIA to develop infrastructure for AI systems.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.